This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. My voice belongs to me. I'm Doug Steffen. General Horn's voice belongs to her. She's here. Victoria Keelan has a strong voice as well. Strong minds and strong voices. What a great combo for audio. And it isn't just radio anymore. It's podcasting. It's all sorts of things. I am heartened to know that one of the most interesting and highest listened to podcasts in the world right now is about El Chapo. Aren't you all thrilled to hear? It's called El Chapo, Two Faces of a Capo. And so,
what?
In one, yeah, that's what it's called.
Two faces of what?
Of a capo. A capo, you know, a capo is the chief. In
American
speaking. Yeah, it's this El Chapo means the chief. So, anyway, this podcast, when I look around it, and I understand, because I'm an audio guy, and I'm always trying to figure out how we can have a presence that's positive and important in the audio field, because it's not just radio anymore, and all kinds of other things that are influential, and we all know the impact that social media has. Some of the social media even is audio stuff now, but when I look at the number of people who are interested in El Chapo and how this podcast is doing, it flabbergasts me. And then I start to think, look at some of the other things that people...
I think the movie hasn't come out yet, right?
The movie on El Chapo?
I think that's why, yeah. I think that there's a lot of buzz still because of that trial, and it was so weird, and, like, the mistress was there, and the wife was there. And there's so much to it, and I think people are interested in it right now because the movie hasn't come out yet.
He evaded
what, Jennifer? He what?
He evaded police for so long.
He was a mastermind.
And not only that, but he owns the police. So I guess that's probably why he evaded them. It's funny you brought up El Chapo because you know how Facebook reminds you of your memories from however many years ago. And there's one that made me laugh again. And it was from like I think it was from 2016. And it was just a couple of days ago this week. And it was a picture of Super Mario going through, do you remember the Super Mario Brothers video game? And he would come through the pipes, and someone had made it into an El Chapo meme, basically, of him escaping prison that first time. Remember when he tunneled out of his shower and got on his, somebody had tunneled down and he got a bike and he rode out of there?
And then remember when Sean Penn arrested him?
That was this week. Yes.
Which was like even stranger.
Mm-hmm. Strange.
It's funny how certain stories like this capture our attention and we become voyeurs, even though they're so bloody and disgusting. I mean, El Chapo was, we laugh about him, but this was a brutal guy. I mean, he killed a bazillion people. And I don't know if you guys heard about it, but there was some tech exec in New York City, Victoria, maybe you can do some sleuthing, who I guess was killed by a hired assassin. They rode an elevator together, and the assassin followed him inside to his apartment and, like, cut him up. I mean, brutally. And that just happened this week, too.
Wow.
Huh.
Here's a story that's strange, but not brutal. The story of India Marshall, who had a serious skull operation, and she woke up from the operation after being in sort of limbo for a while. And she noticed something odd as the bandages were being removed from her skull. Her hair had been braided differently than it was when she went in for surgery. She thought that it was the work, of her black nurse. But she found out actually it was done by a black surgeon who happened to be the father of three girls and who had practiced a lot on them. Braiding their hair. I thought this is really kind of an interesting story. It went virtual. The Twitter account had 586,000 likes, and it prompted a rather interesting discussion about hair and what people do with their hair. And the fellow who did it, Dr. Jewel Graywood is his name, from Charlotte, North Carolina. He talked about how his children, his wife apparently taught him how to braid. And so he braids the hair on his children. I've never understood. It looks so intricate. It looks like it would be so hard to do. And never mind doing it, but then how do you wash it? And that kind of stuff. I've always been, when I see one of the kids that works on the farm has his hair braided. He's a white kid. And I ask him, his sister apparently braids his hair. And it's very interesting when you, and I had never looked carefully, so I said, come here to me, a couple of days ago, and I looked at the intricacy of the braiding. And it's quite an art, whether you've had, I don't know
Does
if you've either.
Does he have cornrows?
Yeah, kind of. I guess that's what you'd call them. Yeah.
I mean, for white people, they should not do that anyway, but whatever.
Why shouldn't they do it?
Because it's considered cultural appropriation. It's
by whom? Why?
By black people. Whatever. We don't need to get into another whole thing. But anyway, yeah. It's if you have white hair, you wash your hair the same way. If you have black hair, then you have to focus more on your scalp health, and that's something why the black hair products are very different from white hair products, just because the texture and the scalp and the styling of the hair is very different.
Is it oily skin, too? Sometimes I noticed when I was young, I had oily skin, and I had to get different things to wash my face and hair.
I mean, it depends. Everyone's scalp is different. You know, it doesn't, it depends. But braids and everything, that's the same. When you shampoo your hair, and I host a beauty podcast, so this is like my background, but when you shampoo your hair, the purpose of the shampoo is not for the actual hair, it's for your scalp. The conditioner is just for your hair, which you should never put on your scalp. So it's two different things, two different functions.
All right, so tell us about the podcast. Why aren't you promoting it here?
I guess I knew you had
a podcast, but I didn't know what the subject
it's called
was.
Beauty Pop, and it's beauty and pop culture, and it's my friend of mine from high school. She's a lawyer, but she is a beauty junkie like me, and so we just decided for fun to start a podcast, and we've had a ton of fun with it. Jen's going to be a guest on it to talk about her amazing eyeshadow work.
Why don't you ask me to be a guest on it? Why can't I be a guest?
Because you don't even understand the basics of shampooing, so I don't know.
What do you mean?
That's not true.
I shampoo my hair every day. What are you talking about? What do I have to understand about shampooing?
You shower in a swimming pool.
that could be the subject
of a podcast.
You just announced to the world you're going without refrigeration. I mean,
what's that going to do with my hair?
That should be a topic, Victoria. How to get clean in a swimming pool with Doug Seven.
Yeah. That could be how long that podcast. You could make a 30-minute podcast out of that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 30 seconds, which would be better. Yeah.
That's not prejudicial. Speaking of prejudices, what's wrong with cleaning yourself in the pool? So obviously I'm out of consideration, out of the running, because my views are too extreme. You see, folks, extreme doesn't work. You got to be in the mainstream here, the mainstream of taking care of your hair. Do you talk about shaving legs and stuff and Brazilians?
Hair removal. Yeah,
I do want to try that Nair mask that
it's really good.
Yeah,
it is really good. And it's fast. Yeah. See, we've lost Doug again.
I know. I'll go down this road because I belong to two subscription services. I belong to Birchbox and FabFitFun. And they send you a box of stuff, basically. Right. And so I have a ton
of
little things. Yeah, beauty stuff. I have a ton of little products all over my house, and it's taking over. So I decided instead of buying a new full size of whatever skincare I've been using, I decided I'm going to just start trying all of this stuff that's around. And I've actually been having so much fun. I told you about the Skin Company vitamin C serum that I found that I really like. And then I just put on, my eyes have been killing me because of allergies, and I just found this CBD eye balm that they sent me I literally put it on about 10 minutes ago, and it is fantastic. I can feel my eyes, relaxing a little bit. They've been so because of allergies. So, see, Doug, you should do this kind of stuff.
There's a new jellyfish kind of cream. Made out of octopus and jellyfish. Yeah, that'd be interesting to have.
We did a whole episode on Korean beauty, and K-beauty, the foundation of K-beauty is snail mucin, and I've slathered all over my face.
But you see, this is a one-sided, prejudicial, sexist approach to the problems of looking good. There should be men on here. If we were to have equality and justice for men when it comes to this sort of thing, we should be able to talk about men's hair products and men's shaving products and things that are, you know, what do we use for deodorants, things like that. Why does it have to be just about
women?
Because
there are podcasts that are already focused on men and grooming and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I mean, we're only six episodes in, so we have a lot of territory to cover.
All right, so how do we find it again? Tell us what...
It's called Beauty Pop, and it's Beauty on Pop. Instagram. We're at the Beauty Pop Pod, and it's on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, all the usual places where you can find the podcast.
All right, so do you think there's a problem of all the photos that are around? I'm looking at some of the pictures on my clickbait at the side of my computer that has all these pictures that you warned me about. I wonder about how, is it diluted, is that the right word, we are about our bodies and how we
diluted
look.
Diluted or diluted?
Well,
diluted,
maybe.
Like delusional?
Well, yeah, kind of. Okay. I mean, I look at all these influencers. You, Victoria Keelan, are an influencer.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am not an influencer by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, no, I think you are. Yeah. I think we all are, in a manner of speaking. So here's this woman who's got 1.3 million followers on Instagram. She talked about body acceptance content. She's trying to normalize her cellulite and teach people how to get rid of stretch marks on belly rolls. And there are 1.3 million people following that? There's a podcast on how to get rid of stretch marks and belly rolls. What am I missing here?
What you're missing is the constant struggle for women to accept their own bodies, and that's why there are 1 million people following someone who is probably, and I don't know who this person is, so I don't want to say anything disparagingly, but, you know, there's probably someone who has tips and
Dana
tricks
Diane
on how
Mercer
to,
is her name.
Yeah, I don't know what her deal is, if she's a physical trainer or what her story
she
is.
A lot
but,
of cellulite, I'll tell you that.
Well,
a picture of her. Anyway,
she's that's
got
why
a lot
she has
of
1 million followers. It's,
yeah.
You know,
mm. All right.
I'd be surprised what takes off. Sometimes you go, wow.
I am amazed at what takes off here. Let's see if we can get some traction on our clip of the day at djvshow.com. The new Franken cups, the green flavor stuff that we were talking about yesterday. Doug, Jen, and Victoria wonder out loud whether this is a good thing or not. So if you want to listen to the clip of the day and what we thought about the new Reese's release, the new Franken cups, you can get into that with us and a lot of other things because you're going to hear the whole show anytime you want during the day, any day, at djvshow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Train change at the hour now on the DJV program. AC/DC in the focus. You want to crack this up a little? This sounds like, you know what? When I think of AC/DC, I think of Phil McGeehan. As is something about AC/DC. I don't know. Just you look like
you're a rock and roll kind of guy.
He is, yeah. You're a big rock and roll guy. Yeah, I think you'd fit in there. Anyway.
Musician.
Yeah. They have re-released their landmark 1980 LP called Back in Black, because it turns 40 next week, marking the occasion by releasing some videos from the era on YouTube. They must have a YouTube, but they've got to have a YouTube channel, right? AC/DC?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Newest one is a performance of What Do You Do for Money, Honey? from a show in Tokyo in 1981. Original AC/DC frontman Bon Scott died less than a year before the show in Tokyo. This was their first time on the road with singer Brian Johnson. There was initially some skepticism about whether or not AC/DC would flourish without Mr. Scott, but all doubts were put to rest the second that Back in Black hit. See, I think AC/DC is the kind of a band you can plug in almost anybody, and you wouldn't know who it was anyhow. It's just it's just noise.
No, I disagree. His voice is iconic. Really? Brian Johnson's voice is, you hear
as
one note, you know who it is.
As iconic as Freddie Mercury? Would you put him in the same
sense
league?
That, in the sense, I mean, it's a different voice, but in the sense that he sings one note and you know who it is? Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You're thinking of bands like Journey, and they just keep getting the same guy, the same voice,
right,
but younger people.
Michael McDonald keeps going from band to band to band to band to band to band to band, and he becomes the plug-in artist. Kind of like the guy, the old disc jockey who used to be on the road to fill everywhere. His name was Just In Case. That was the guy's name. He would go on the radio in case there was nobody there. This guy would fill in. His real name was Harry something or other. A terrible toupee, I remember. Anyway, so back to AC/DC. What Do You Do for Money, Honey? Gotten slightly less love than some of the other stuff that they had. Songs like Hell's Bells, You Shook Me All Night Long, Shoot the Thrill, and Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. I forget about that song. Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. Huh. The future of AC/DC somewhat is a mystery at the moment, but there's a photographic evidence group reunited, spent some time in Vancouver recording in a studio back a couple of years ago. By the conclusion of the Rock or Bust tour in 2016, they had all departed from the group for various reasons. Widespread rumors of a new album and a tour earlier this year, but it's quite possible that the situation has changed because of COVID. So, AC, who's a fan of AC/DC here? Anybody?
I mean, I wouldn't buy a ticket, right? But
yeah.
But I'd go if I was given one.
Because Richard Ramirez and Night Stalker liked AC/DC, yeah. But I do like some of their songs.
Great. So here we're in the same vein now with the focus on Metallica. Metallica's second go-round with the San Francisco Symphony. Now here's two things that I wouldn't put in the same sentence normally. Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony. But there's an upcoming live album and a concert film documenting their band, well, the shows with the San Francisco Symphony. It's called S&M 2. Recorded in 2019 at the Chase Center in San Fran. First ever concerts in that arena. It's a new arena. The gigs found Metallica collaborating with the Symphony for the first time since 1999. 20-song concert boasting symphonic versions of Metallica hits. Is that what we're playing here? What is crank this up for, will you? Wow. So that shows you something. You can do that with any kind of music, right? That symphonic sound.
I'm not a Metallica fan, but I do think it's pretty cool when bands have, like Hanson last year, they teamed up with symphonies in various cities to do their own music, and it sounded really cool.
Yep.
First of all, everybody, a round of applause. Victoria,
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has a new campaign manager, announcing yesterday that Brad Parscale is out and Deputy Campaign Manager Bill Stepien has taken over the top spot. George Floyd's family filing a lawsuit against the city of Minneapolis and the four police officers charged in Floyd's death. That lawsuit filed yesterday in U.S. District Court in Minnesota alleges the officers violated Floyd's rights when they restrained him and that the city allowed a police culture of excessive force and racism to continue with impunity. One of the Floyd family lawyers, Chris Stewart, says it's not about the money.
Everyone understanding that what happened to George Floyd was torture and that Black Lives Matter. Well, this team here is to make sure that black worth matters.
Stewart would not specify exactly how much the family is seeking in compensation. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For the second time this week, the U.S. Supreme Court's lifting an injunction on a federal execution. Yesterday's 5-4 ruling, with the four liberal judges dissenting, lifting an injunction against the execution of Wesley Perkey. He was convicted of kidnapping and murdering a teenage girl in Kansas City in 1998. Utah is telling the U.S. Department of Commerce it will not share records to determine whether someone is a U.S. citizen. The Department of Public Safety telling KSTU-TV it's denied requests seeking driver's license and identification information, apparently in connection with the 2020 census. The city of Milwaukee is going to spend about $40 million on the Democratic National Convention, even though most of the convention isn't even going to happen in Milwaukee. Mayor Tom Barrett saying yesterday the city will still need to provide security and logistics for the parts of the convention that will be happening in town. And some police in Minnesota have been looking at video of naked people while on duty, and it's all legal. Police operating drones to check for nude beachgoers in Golden Valley. The police department says it did start covertly enforcing nudity laws at Twin Lake, west of Theodore Worth Park there, after getting more than a dozen complaints this summer for people being naked, drinking, and engaging in other bad behavior. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hundreds of stations, millions of listeners. Now, I'm not talking about some other radio program. I'm talking about the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here to impress everybody with her intellect. Victoria Keelan is here to give me a hard time, basically. That's why.
I'd like to go with accountability officer.
Or would
that's
you?
That's a good spin.
That's okay. All right, well, most of you know, or if you don't know, I'll explain. We have half a dozen or eight new stations in the Midwest listening this week. So for those of you who may or not have heard of me and what I've been doing as a broadcaster over the years, one of the things that I've done and I do is a program and a podcast called The American Family Farmer, aimed at helping connect food, family, and farm with issues of the day, like where do we get food, the best food, that sort of thing. How do we keep small farmers, family farms in business? That's the focus of this program. And I've been around cows all my life, so I have a lot of credibility. I have a fairly large farm in the community where I am. And so this is my passion. And I think I know more than the average bear. So when Victoria comes to me claiming to be, she's all excited because she wants to talk about this new avocado milk, I take umbrage at it. I accept that there is a new product on the line. that may come from avocados. Maybe it's green, maybe it's white, maybe it has a smooth consistency. But because it comes from nobody's mammary glands, say it again, Doug. Nobody's mammary glands.
Never
it is
again.
Not
I know,
milk.
Right? Ugh.
What?
Mammary gland.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what milk. Milk comes from mammary glands.
Well, we whether know that, but like,
woman,
that makes it
cow,
so unappealing.
Goats, whatever it is, it doesn't come from an avocado. At any rate, so we have an update, though. According to Victoria, whenever I go down this street, I'm the only one who believes this. I believe you referred to it as me screaming in an empty room.
Correct.
However, I will continue to scream in this empty room.
As long as there's a door that we can close on that room, that's fine.
It's soundproofing. Anybody with foam?
Yeah, avocado milk is not milk any more than muscle milk is, or silk, what are the stuff?
Well, muscle milk actually has, that's whey protein, so that comes from a cow.
All right, well, anyway, it's not real milk. So what's the story? I'll give you your time for avocado milk.
Oh, so generous. Thank you. Avocado milk is the newest. So we have soy milk we've had for a long time. We've had almond milk, oat milk.
Coconut milk.
Coconut milk, macadamia milk.
Have you tried banana milk? Banana milk is really good.
It isn't milk.
Loaded with sugar.
I'm not a banana fan, so Lewis would probably love that. He eats bananas every day.
That mean you don't like Bananarama either? You don't like Bananarama?
No. Macadamia milk I really like. It's actually called Milkadamia, so maybe that's better for you, Doug. It has a different spin.
It's outrageous. It's just outrageous.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so what they call nut milks and non-dairy milks are very, very popular. And so the newest one that's getting a lot of buzz is actually called, the brand is called Avocado Milk. And so they have, they're building a slow following avocado milk drink. You can follow them if you want on various social media platforms. And they have, as we know, avocados are just, you know, everyone blames millennials. But avocados are more popular now than ever.
Appropriately.
And so, you know, so avocado milk is the newest thing, and it now comes in, it's made from freeze-dried avocados and oats, and so they blend that together. They also came out recently with a vegan version of the drink, so it has nothing from an animal, even honey. So nothing comes from an animal, it's completely vegan. And they also have a low-sugar chocolate avocado milk. I don't know that I would like that. It's chocolate milk, but it's made with an avocado milk base.
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know about that. Chocolate and avocados, to me, not a great... I know some people like that combo,
Some people use avocado as the fat, like when they're making chocolate cakes and they're trying to make
right.
a keto and...
Yeah, I'm not a... coconut and chocolate, I think, goes really well together, but I'm not a fan of avocado and chocolate. So anyway, so that's now selling for $3.99 a bottle. $7.99 for a 27-ounce bottle, and on the website...
A bottle, how much is in a bottle?
27 ounces bottle, $7.99.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got the...
Healthy
maybe you should get in the avocado business.
Yeah, right?
Less expensive. Well, if I lived in California all the time and had a farm there, I probably would.
Yeah.
You can't grow avocados where I am.
You can.
Well, they claim
avocado
and citrus. Yeah, they claim if you drink the chocolate version that it's designed to be a guilt-free chocolate milk. So I guess you're getting
free.
Yeah, because it's low in sugar and there's no junk added into it, so it's kind of
go back to talking about cellulite and beauty and that sort of thing. So avocado milk does not create cellulite. Is that their claim?
No one would ever claim that. If you're overweight, then
many times, and even skinny people get cellulite.
Right.
It's just how it is.
Really? That sounds like a pronouncement from God. That's just how it is. All right, well, we've had our round with avocado milk. Now you can make up your own mind, folks. You want something that's pure and wholesome, raw milk, the number one healthiest drink you could possibly put into your body. All right, there we go.
Someone's stomach rumbling in the background. It's a motorcycle.
Powerful hungry.
I like to have this. My end of the program is reality-based, and this time of year, I look my windows open, and I want to hear what's going on. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been released from the hospital, 87 years of age. So she has this. What sort of cancer does she have? I've forgotten.
Well, now I think she's cancer free.
She was treated.
She was treated. She had a tumor on her pancreas. And now in January she was declared cancer free because they got it, I guess, really early.
That's lucky.
And they found, and the only reason they found it is because I think she had fallen and they had to do a an X-ray of some sort on her, and that's how they found the tumor on the pancreas. It was an accidental kind of discovery, but it saved her life. And so she's so the reason that she was hospitalized this time, she had fever and chills, and she went to a D.C. hospital. Then she checked into Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, and the procedure that she had was to clear a stent in her bile duct, which was because in May she was treated. She was hospitalized to treat a gallstone, and so I guess they put a stent in. As a result of that, and that's what got infected. But I guess she's out now, and she's doing all right. While she was in the hospital in May, she actually, you know, heard and participated in the oral arguments over the phone, and she did not flush the toilet.
Did you guys hear that big windstorm, though, after she got released from the hospital?
Windstorm?
Yeah, it was all the liberals in the country breathing a sigh of relief. I swear to God, they have like sonar. There's like sonar radar that just only liberals can hear it, and it's like boom, boom, like okay, she's still going, boom, boom.
Okay, yeah. Not another chance for Trump to mess things up. I have a question. This is a collective question. Why in the world are coins in our country suddenly in such short supply?
Because
circulating coins.
No, they're not being circulated. Because, first of all, a lot of places aren't even taking cash because of coronavirus. You can only use your card. And so a lot of people aren't even taking cash transactions. Plus, people aren't going out to spend money like they used to because retail stores have all been shut down. So there's a shortage of coins because everybody's got them at home in their water, you know, their gallon, their 5-gallon Sparklets jug.
See, this is something that I've become aware of because on my ice cream buses on the farm and on the road, we obviously have to make change, although half of what we're selling now in terms of ice cream is going into, Square, and they're charging
like
it.
Apple Pay and
we've got Apple Pay, and then we
that's
get
that's just how most people in general, and I know there's an age divide here, but that's how most people in general.
That's code, folks, for me.
I was thinking of my parents, actually.
Yeah.
But
well, I'm the same age as your parents, so.
Yeah, but only. But like, my mom still writes checks like you do. I'm like, Mom, can't you just Venmo or like? It's so easy.
I want to write a check.
Yeah. Well,
and then I'm fascinated with the process when it gets to you. It goes and you take a picture of it and get it into the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, when I send you the check, what do you do with it? You bring it to the bank, right?
I frame it.
She dips it in bronze.
Okay. Anyway, so.
No, usually if it goes into my work account, it'll go directly to the bank. If it goes into my personal account, then it's a picture, usually.
Really? You do the picture? Really?
I don't do any of my personal banking in a bank.
No. Oh, my gosh.
I was so happy the other day my bank reopened.
Only.
I had this stack of checks that I hadn't put in the bank, so I put them
in
on Monday.
That's a good problem to have.
Bank, with the bank sort of woke up, if you will. So anyway, but I didn't ask the question at the bank, but I do, we have to go around to find quarters mostly, for change for the ice cream buses, and it's been very hard to find these quarters, and so I was starting to think, well, okay, what's the problem here? But you just have said something that makes a lot of sense. They don't want, you know, nobody wants to touch anything.
I don't know if you've had this experience, but I lose so much money when I go to Europe because so much of the European, much of the cash and it's coin based.
Yep.
Like if you're, you know, using a euro or whatever. And so I use all the paper bills and I'm constantly just carrying around 5 pounds of 1 pound notes or whatever, of euros or pounds, sterling, whatever it is. And so it's just, I end up losing so much money because I end up losing the coins and I never use them properly. It's a mess. So I just use credit card now all the time when I'm in Europe. Because I just I can't keep up with all that cash and that change. It's cumbersome.
Yeah. Do we have an update? What's going on? In the corner of my mind, I have a reference to MS-13 gangs and the president together. What's the Justice Department, I know, is trying to crack down on these. This
didn't
is
Jen
an internet.
Mention this earlier, right?
Who?
I did, yeah.
I did.
Me, hi. I'm Jen.
Who?
You know the J that comes in between the D and the V?
Right.
Well.
Which, by the way, I never realized how horrible that sounds.
What, DJV? Well, what's the matter with that? Huh? What's the matter with DJV?
Keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going.
Well, your
it's
mind
just her
is,
perverted mind.
Yeah, her mind is in the gutter most of the time anyway, so I don't know what that means. Anyhow, I know you mentioned, that's why I'm going back to it, because I want to know what, why specifically MS-13 versus 100 other gangs that are all over this country.
MS-13 is pretty prevalent and has been one that has been on the radar of President Trump for a long time, mostly because I think he's on the East Coast, and there's a lot of West Coast presence of MS-13, too, but I think he was introduced to a lot of the horror stories and the victims while he was on the campaign trail in 2016. And so the DOJ announced their first ever terrorism charges in a nationwide gang crackdown on MS-13. It came after grand juries in New York City and Nevada handed up new charges against 24 MS-13 members. So that's good news. These guys are brutal. They're in the drug trade. They're involved with trafficking people across the border. So this is a good thing. The indictment was unsealed in Virginia against Melgar Diaz, and that marked the first time the Justice Department brought terrorism charges against a member of MS-13. William Barr was at the meeting that President Trump had at the White House, and he said the person who would greenlight assassinations for the gang in the United States was this person, Melgar Diaz. At least that's what the Justice Department believes, and that's why he was charged with terrorism.
Get him a podcast, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. The speaking of podcasts, the most recent Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the subject of my focus here for a moment, talking, I mean, obviously, whenever we do any of these health shows, there's always a focus on the latest status, the current status of COVID, and Ken feels strongly there's too much politics in medicine, so we go off on that, and then we talk, well, he uses the Henry Ford Medical Center in Detroit as an example of where there has been fabulous success using the old, cheap ways of getting rid of the virus instead of the expensive ways of doing it. So Ken, who's very much a traditionalist, sort of has gotten off the bandwagon a little bit here, focusing on what the virus is producing and also how to get rid of it. So there's some great tips always from Ken's point of view, questions and answers. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the focus here in the most recent podcast, and they're all there in order, is how your lifespan can be affected by a lack of good sleep. So that's also in the most recent Good Day Health Show podcast. Get all those podcasts at gooddayhealthshow.com.
In Bangladesh, they set up hand washing stations at health centers. In Colombia, they trained health professionals against infection. Here at home in the U.S., they delivered food, water, hand sanitizer, and face masks. Providing life-saving efforts at the community level for a global health crisis is no easy challenge, but vital, especially with COVID-19. Malteser International has been able to leverage the order of Malta's 900-year-old heritage of serving the sick and vulnerable. They have been implementing long-lasting local solutions to healthcare crises to make a critical difference. Ravi Triptrap with Malteser International.
Strengthening the capacity of communities to deal with emergencies is key, but this is accomplished incrementally and over time and through partnerships with local authorities. Our work in 31 nations around the globe has taught us that there are no shortcuts with this type of work.
It doesn't stop now. A global coordinated response continues to evolve. To learn more and find out how you can help, visit orderofmaltarelief.org, paid for by Malteser International.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. Questions for Dr. Ken. Is this mutation, the current status of the virus, less dangerous, I guess is the question being asked here, than was the earlier one? I think we've heard a lot of different things. This is 18th or 19th version or generation of it. And coupled with that question, Ken, is how would you value a virus that's being made now to cope with a disease that will mutate and be much in a much different shape or form by the time there's any vaccine?
Okay, so you're asking how would you value a vaccine that's being made right now in a virus that may be mutating? First of all, there is still some controversy about whether we're actually dealing with mutation. And and there is some evidence that we may be dealing with mutation. And the best we know, if in fact we are dealing with a mutation, because that is a bit controversial, is that this mutation is able to spread itself more. It's a little more infectious. It's more contagious. But also, it's not more deadly. And also, we know the flu virus mutates easily, and that's why the vaccine you get one year is not the vaccine you're going to need the next year.
Right.
And with the coronavirus, there's no guarantee yet if we have a vaccine that it's going to be one vaccine and that'll be it, that we won't be lining up yearly with our flu vaccine for our yearly coronavirus vaccine.
That's the next question. Can they be administered together? Would that be good or would that be dangerous?
It's probably going to be together, and it probably won't be dangerous. There are many vaccines that are administered together.
Right. Okay.
And I would imagine that these are going to be given together. And I would imagine that one shot is not going to be lifelong preventive against COVID, because there's going to be either the vaccine might wear off and you need a booster, and we're familiar with that, especially with tetanus, or there might be some mutation of the virus. And this all remains to be seen. But I think by the early part, by the close to the end of the year, we'll have our first vaccine. And by springtime, probably anyone who wants a vaccine will be able to get one.
All right. So the next question comes on the placebo effect of taking a vaccine. Is there any study anywhere that you can recall looking at the effect of taking, let's say, the flu vaccine or the COVID vaccine, and it really not having the right ingredients, but because people think they're getting something that will help them, you know, the spirit-mind-body connection. The mind says, okay, I just got this shot, so I'm all set, and that takes some positive impact on your body. You know what I'm asking?
Well,
right?
Doing that study, you have to ask whether it's ethical, because you hear a lot in the news today, especially about hydroxychloroquine, that a high-level quality, randomized, double-blinded, controlled study testing the safety and effectiveness. This is the highest standard of research that we would love to have about everything a doctor does, about any possible question. But sometimes doing that study is unethical because we know the treatment is so effective and safe. For example, tetanus. Tetanus vaccine has never gone through this process of this high level of medical research, because it's unethical. We know how safe and effective it is, and therefore no one's ever done this high level of medical research on tetanus. And there are other items that have reached this level where it's unethical. And that's why where people today hold out about some of these treatments, we know that there are earlier precedents where we just don't do this level of research because it is unethical.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, I've got something in front of me about traffic deaths in Colorado, for example, up a lot since pot legalization. So does that mean that you shouldn't smoke any pot? Or is it abusing pot? What is,
well,
'cause a lot of people say pot's good for you in some ways.
Well, it's recreational pot versus medical marijuana, where you actually have an indication because of an illness. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of recreational. You're not using recreational pot to help your health.
Well, okay. Well, all right. I mean, I think that answers the question, and that's what we're about here. Questions for Dr. Ken, an important part of my get-together with Ken every week. Make sure you're checking out his availability. Don't forget, Lake Cardiology's number is 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.